أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل من يرزقكم من السماء والأرض أمن يملك السمع والأبصار ومن يخرج الحي من الميت ويخرج الميت من الحي ومن يدبر الأمر فسيقولون الله أفلا تتقون. فذلكم الله ربكم الحق فماذا بعد الحق إلا الضلال فأنى تصرفون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وعلى من استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه وسار على نهجه إلى يوم الدين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, we are going to take two names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that have only appeared together once in the Quran. But the overwhelming focus of today's session will be on one name of Allah, which has come in the Quran roughly 10 times. It is the name of Allah, Al-Haqq, which I was spent about 3 minutes trying to translate for the title of this, for the title of the YouTube stream. Very difficult to translate. But we will start and we will begin to understand what is the meaning of this word, Al-Haqq, in the Arabic language. I always remember that one of the tafsir scholars who I was fond of listening to growing up, Al-Imam al-Sha'rawi, may Allah have mercy on him, from Egypt, he used to always refer to Allah by saying Al-Haqq. I always wondered, what really does it mean? And subhanAllah, by the grace of Allah, I got time to spend with this name this week, alhamdulillah. Maybe we can start with all of you. What do you think is the meaning of Haqq? In English, yes. Truthful, right? Or the truth, yes. Yeah, truth, anything else? Any other day-to-day language, why do we use the word haqq? Just, a fact, a right, for example, huquq, right? Women's rights, men's rights, husband's rights, you know, etc., children's rights. We use the word haqq or huquq in plural, which is a plural of haqq. Anything else? What is the opposite of haqq? Al-batil. Anybody knows what does batil mean in Arabic? Yes? Okay, wrong. Yes? Injustice. Okay. MashaAllah, you all, I'm seeing what's inside the system. Yes? False. Yes. MashaAllah, you're all very, very close. In Arabic, the word haqq has multiple meanings. The first meaning is the truth. Right, so if someone speaks something that is the truth, you would call it هذا قول حق. This is حق. This is truth. In Arabic, you would say مطابقة الواقع. It conforms to reality. It, what I'm saying, if you check it against what's really out there, they both conform. They both are equal. They are both the same. So I've spoken the حق. Similarly, حق is also used in Arabic for doing something in the right time, in the right way. Usually there's another word in Arabic that has that meaning. Al-hikmah, wisdom. Similarly, al-haq, if you give something, it's haq. If I say, for example, I prepared for this lecture and I gave it its due haq. That means I gave it its right, what it deserves, right? So haq also has the meaning of doing something in a way that it, you know, in the way it deserves, or giving it the time and the effort, etc., that it deserves. Doing the right thing in the right. Now, the other word, the other meaning for haqq, the third connotation of haqq, is rights. Right? Now, when I say, let's say, for example, I say, it's my right as a husband for my wife to do X, Y, Z. That means, one, I deserve it. But that means it's obligatory on my wife too. She's obliged to fulfill this for me. Similarly, the word haqq in Arabic is used when there is some obligation involved. You know, you have to do this because it's haqq. Not that it's true, which is the opposite of falsehood, but it must be done. Something that must be done, and it must be done properly. Not just something that needs to be done, but something that must be done properly. This is what haqq is. So three meanings of haqq: truth as opposed to falsehood, al-haqq, wa ziddhu al-batil. Haqq as a right, as a duty, something you deserve, right? Like huquq, rights, human rights, women's rights, children's rights, etc. And the third one is haqq, when you do something properly in the right way, in the right time, which is very similar to wisdom, but you give something its haqq, its due. Now, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the name al-haqq for himself. And there's one particular surah when I was studying this name of Allah. I found it very interesting. Allah mentions his name al-haqq in the start of the surah, and he mentions his name al-haqq in the end of the surah. And I want you all to spend a few minutes to journey with me with this surah, because it will give us the meaning of this name of Allah. Anybody know which surah it is? There's no surah al-haqq. Not al-haqqa, but al-haqqa does use the word al-haqq. So for example, al-haqqa, the word al-haqqa, right? It's the ism fa'il, right? What does al-haqqa have to do with the word haqq? Someone other than the genius children, please. Yes. Okay, why is the Day of Judgment described with this word? There's so many words. Qiyamah. Okay, the truth comes out on the Day of Judgment. There's one more meaning for the Day of Judgment, why it's called Al-Haqqa. Yes. Yes. Anybody else? Yes. Okay, there's a correction. Everybody will be given their dues and their rights on that day. What else? The inevitable. Yeah, it's definitely coming. It's a certain truth. Yeah, these are the reasons why the Day of Judgment was called Al-Haqqa. This is a good segue. There's one surah of the Quran in which Allah's name Al-Haqq was mentioned in the beginning of the surah and the end of the surah. We have a sandwich. And I want you to, we have to reflect why. This surah really gives us the meaning of Allah's name Al-Haqq. Suratul Hajj. In the beginning of Suratul Hajj, Allah says, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ. That is because He is Allah, the ultimate truth, the ultimate reality.
وَأَنَّهُ يُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَأَنَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
He is the ultimate truth, and He revives the dead, and He is able to do all things. This is the start of Suratul Hajj. Towards the end of Suratul Hajj, Allah says,
ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ.
Same beginning of the ayah. That is because it is Allah. The great matter is Allah. He is the ultimate truth.
وَأَنَّ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ هُوَ الْبَاطِلِ.
And everything that's called upon other than Him is false.
وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرِ.
And Allah is the highest and the greatest. Now, why does Suratul Hajj begin with this name? The same phrase, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ وَالْحَقِّ. That is because it is He, Allah, He is the ultimate truth. And it ends with the same phrase, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ وَالْحَقِّ. What is in the middle is going to explain to us. Who can tell me what is Suratul Hajj about? What's the core theme of Suratul Hajj? The hint is it's not Hajj. Sorry to disappoint. Suratul Hajj, the most of the surah, it doesn't talk about Hajj. Who can tell me the first ayah of Suratul Hajj? The first, yes, uncle, you got it right, mashallah. Al-Ba'th. Huh? The resurrection. The Day of Judgment. Who can tell me the first ayah of Suratul Hajj? Beautiful. Ya ayyuhan nasu taqu rabbakum, people be conscious of your Lord. Because the earthquake of the hour is something magnificent, is something awe-striking. So Suratul Hajj, a lot of it talks about the Day of Judgment. What does the Day of Judgment have to do with Allah's name, Al-Haqq? What's the relationship between these two things? Yes, all the older people. If none of the older ones can answer, then we'll go to the geniuses in the front, inshallah. The genie, yes.
It's because the disbelievers.
Beautiful, okay. So the disbelievers.
Allah is basically challenging them in Hajj.
Okay.
It's a challenge.
Okay, he's saying because it's a challenge to the disbelievers that they may disbelieve in Allah in this world, but on the Day of Judgment, they'll be shown the truth. They will have to see everything as it is. Yes. The Day of Judgment is true. Okay. Yes. Okay. Allah is truthful. So he's telling the truth. Yes.
That is God. And that Allah is the true God. And that this will be.
Okay, on the Day of Judgment, this is really what I was looking for. On the Day of Judgment, the truth will come out. Yes.
Remind them about it.
Okay, it's a reminder that Yawm al-Qiyamah is close. Correct. So, what does Yawm al-Qiyamah have to do with Allah's name Al-Haq? Al-Haq, when we describe Allah with this name Al-Haq, He is the ultimate truth. He is the ultimate reality. In this world, there are so many things we think are true. There are people who think Jesus is the Son of God. There are people who think idols should be worshipped. There are people who think that wealth is going to help them. There are people who think their children will take them to paradise. When will they find out the truth about all of these things? Only on the Day of Judgment. Only on the Day of Judgment. The Day of Judgment, it strips back all of the fake stuff and it comes down to the core reality. We wake up on the Day of Judgment to the reality of what actually was going on this whole time. People live in this world. Today we have virtual reality. You put some goggles on and you can play a game, you can go shopping, you can have a whole simulation of another life online. When you wear your virtual reality glasses, people have augmented reality. They wear glasses or on their phone, and they're walking around looking for something that's in their game or in the application on their phone. Today, people try to escape from the reality of this life. They try to escape. They try to create another reality, another truth. All of us, to some extent, we live like this. But on the Day of Judgment, that is the day that Allah will show us the core, the truth that was hidden to us all along. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to us about the Day of Judgment, and He talks about how we will react to the Day of Judgment, Allah says in the Quran, لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا. You used to be unaware, heedless, running away from the idea of this day. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Now we have removed the covering and now you can see clearly. On the Day of Judgment, we will see clearly. In this world, we didn't see clearly. We didn't see things as they were for their true reality. I'll give you an example. One of us is married. You have a spouse, a husband or a wife. And in this world, you see them as this is the person who loves me the most, the person who will do anything I ask them, the person who I will give my life to, and all this stuff. You think you can rely on them, they think they can rely on you. On the Day of Judgment, what will your spouse be doing?
Running away
from you. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. And your brother will be running away from you. وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. And your parents will be running away from you. وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. And his wife, spouse, his husband, his child. لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. On that day, everyone will be busy with their own thing. That is the truth. All these relationships we have in this world, ultimately in the Day of Judgment, they won't matter. It was an imaginary thing. It was a temporary thing. It was not the real thing. It was not the genuine thing. It was just a taste But on the Day of Judgment, which relationship will we be accountable most for? Yes?
The relationship to Allah.
The relationship with Allah. So the Day of Judgment, it shows what is genuine, what is real, what is true. It all comes out on that day. I'll give you an example. In this life, you see somebody who's wealthy, they have political power, they have status, they have lots of children, etc. And you think, wow, this person has a very high status in this world. But on the Day of Judgment, if that person was a disbeliever, where will they be found? In Jahannam. In this world, their place was a palace and a special throne that they had. But in the afterlife, that is the true reality of who they were. They are somebody burning in the fire of hell. In this world, the way we judge people, we judge them based on these things: money, family, status, tribe, lineage, skin complexion, etc., postcode, price of their house, how much they earn, job title. This is how we judge people. On the Day of Judgment, how people's reality, the true nature of this person, will be shown. Because they won't be judged by these things. What will they be judged by?
Their relationship to Allah.
Their taqwa. Imagine if people in this world walked around and there was a taqwa score on their head, above their head. Let's say somebody very righteous in this audience, they are like 85 out of 100. And let's say somebody else is 50. And let's say everybody in this world got a position according to the level of taqwa. So the muttaqeen, who had the highest position, the best houses, the nicest cars, the most influence. And the people who have no taqwa are the lowest people, don't even look at them. Imagine if that was the way. But it's not like that. Because this world is a mirage. You know what is a mirage? Allah describes a mirage in Surah An-Nur. Someone knows what's a mirage? Yes?
It's an illusion.
It's an illusion. Yeah? It's something you think it's there, but it's not there. Like if I'm hungry right now, I might be seeing burgers in all of your faces right now. I'm so hungry that everywhere I look, I just see chicken wings. That's my imagination. That's a mirage. But when I get there, I'm not going to find any chicken wings. I'm just going to find my brother's face. Allah describes this in the Quran. Allah describes in the Quran. You like that joke, yeah? Inshallah, a few more coming. Allah describes it in the Quran. He says, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَعْمَالُهُمْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَسَرَابٍ بِقِيعَةٍ يَحْسَبُهُ الظَّمْآنُ مَاءً. The disbelievers, their deeds are like a mirage. In the desert, in the heat of the desert, you're so thirsty, you think there's some water over there. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءَهُ لَمْ يَجِدْهُ شَيْئًا. But when he gets there, there's no water. It was all his imagination. وَوَجَدَ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ فَوَفَّاهُ حِسَابَهُ. He doesn't find his deeds. There's nothing there. He finds Allah there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him his due. Many things in this world we experience, it's not genuine. It's not the real thing. It's fake. It's counterfeit. All of us, at some point in time in our lives, we have bought something from the market that's not genuine. There's some countries, some bazaars, some souq, some markets, some shopping centers. You go there to get fake branded items. Okay? Let's say you did that. You went, let's say you wanted a particular brand of shoe. And I've done this before myself. You go somewhere, it looks like it, it's got the logo on it, it's got the colors, you buy it. How long does it last? Yeah, 2 months, 3 months. And then you realize, why? I know it was cheaper, but why did I do it? Those fake items, they look like the real thing. They smell like the real thing. People think you got the real thing. You got Louis Vuitton shoes or some Gucci bag. But in reality, it's some second-rate item from the bazaar. What's the problem with the fake thing, though? It wears out quickly.
It wears out quickly. Yeah. It's not the real thing.
It's not the real thing. It's not comfortable.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's just fake.
It's fake. Yes. When we say Allah is al-haq, we mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the real one. Everything else other than Allah has a little bit of fakeness in it. I'll give you an example. The love you have for your spouse or for your parent, you think that's genuine love, unconditional love, until the day you disobey them or you upset them. Then, oh, I never loved you. Get out of the house. Yeah, what happened to the love? It's gone. It's like the fake shoe that you bought. It showed its true colors. Sometimes, for example, in this life, we have an expectation. You go to buy a car, you go to buy a shoe, and you are sold this idea, when you buy this expensive car, you're going to be driving, you're going to have electric heating in your seats, you're going to be so, your life will be so happy once you buy the car. When people sell you a car, they don't just sell you the car, they sell you everything around the car. The status, the prestige, how you will feel, your mental health, your emotional well-being, your press. They sell you all of that stuff as well. Once you buy the car, 2 weeks in, it's just a car. Takes you from A to B. Right? Expectations versus reality. When we say Allah is al-haq, we mean anything in this world, it will disappoint you. Your wife will disappoint you. Your husband will disappoint you. Your car will disappoint you. Your holiday will disappoint you. Your house will disappoint you. Everything in this world will disappoint you. It sells you an idea. When you get it, it's not what you thought it was. Except Allah. Allah never disappoints you because He is the real. There's no fakeness. There is no counterfeit. There's nothing unreal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the real deal. When we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His slave, did He ever for a day in your life stop your heart beating? He didn't. Your heart is still beating. We sin, we disobey, we insult, we ignore His salawat. Everything we turn away from Him, He still gives you the heart to beat. This is the real love. This is genuine love because it has no conditions. It's unconditional love from Allah. This is the real love. Peace. When you look at an advertisement, oh, go to this holiday destination for 2 weeks, £499 a person. When you look at it, you're not buying the holiday, you're buying peace of mind. You go there, you reach there, suddenly you get an email, you have a parking fine. Then you get another call, your energy bills are high, you haven't paid them this month. Then your sister, you find out your sister's broken her tire on the motorway. Are you having peace of mind in your island? No, there's no peace of mind. Wherever you run away, the stress follows you. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises you peace, He tells you in the afterlife there's going to be salam. Lahum daru salami inda rabbihim. That is the abode of peace. No stress will follow you there. That is the truth. That is the real peace. That is the genuine. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you that you can look for peace in many things in this life, but you will only find it where? In this world, where will you find peace? Yes. In the remembrance of Allah. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. This is the real, genuine, 100%, no fake. This is the real peace of mind. Anything else you look for, career, family, everything else will have a little bit of disappointment in it, a little bit of fakeness in it. The reality will never match your expectations except one thing, the remembrance of Allah. That is the real therapy, my friends. That is the real coolness of the eyes. This is the meaning of al-haq. Everything that we experience in this world, there's a little bit of a lie in it, a little bit of a false expectation, a little bit of fakeness. But what is with Allah is real. The love of Allah is the only real love, unconditional. The mercy of Allah is the only unconditional mercy in this earth. The promise of Allah is the only promise that is going to come true. All other promises, someone tells you today, come to my house tomorrow, you turn up, he's not at home. Every other promise in this world, you will be disappointed. And we set ourselves up for disappointment because we invest so much emotional investment in people, in companies, in policies, in processes, in governments, in food, in items, in cars. We invest emotionally, we expect so much of these things. So when they don't deliver, we're disappointed. Today, 1 in 3 marriages end in divorce. 1 in 3 marriages end in divorce. That means if we have 60 people here, 20 of us, our marriages may end in divorce. May Allah protect all of us. What is it? We live in a world today, everything is about marketing, advertisement. You are sold an idea, a dream, an image, an illusion. And when you come to have it, it's not what you thought. Marriage is not paradise on earth. It's like anything else. It has its good days and it has its tough days. Being a child of a parent is not paradise on earth. It has its good days, it has its tough days. Being a parent of children is not paradise on earth. It has its good days. It has driving a car is not paradise on earth. Sometimes you get stuck on the hard shoulder. Sometimes your tire gets punctured. Sometimes you have a maintenance problem. Everything in this world will disappoint you if you put your heart inside it. The only one who will never disappoint you is Al-Haq. Because he is Al-Haq, he is the ultimately real and genuine truth. وَوَعْدُهُ الْحَقِّ His promise is true. وَالْجَنَّةُ حَقِّ And paradise is true. وَجَهَنَّمُ حَقِّ And the hellfire is true, it's real. وَنَبِيُّهُ حَقْ Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is true, genuine, real. And everything other than that is always going to disappoint us. Yes, Habibi.
You said that you will run away from your family and your family.
Yeah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not force you to run away. You will have find yourself no choice but to run. Because you will be so occupied with your own sins and your own problems, you won't even remember who is Baba. You will not even remember who is Baba. Sometimes, do you play any games on the computer? Or, huh? On consoles? What game do you play? Tell me. It's okay. Huh? Computer? Sorry? Phone games. That's not here, yeah? Let's say you play a game on the phone. When you play a game on your phone, sometimes you get so absorbed in it, you forget about Baba, right? No, never? MashaAllah, very righteous child. We all have moments when we are so involved in something, we forget about everybody else. On the Day of Judgment, we will be too busy. Too busy with the fear of where are we going to end up. That we won't even have time to think or worry or have concern for anybody else. Nafsi, nafsi. We will say myself, myself. You will run away because of the situation. Yes. Naam. It's, as they say, it's every man for himself.
Yeah.
Everybody's fighting for their own deeds.
Can't give it up, like, run away.
It's not a teamwork that day.
Yeah, exactly.
That day is every man for himself. Everybody's just trying to survive. Nobody's being charitable with their deeds. Everybody's trying to save themselves on that day. Yes, Habibi.
You said that the whole truth is revealed. Is that the Quran the real truth?
The Quran also describes itself as Al-Haq.
So,
right? The Quran is the truth as well, yes. And Allah is the source of truth. Sorry?
Are there more revelations?
Not after the Quran. The Quran is the final seal. Yes.
So the Quran and the Sunnah.
The Quran and the Sunnah and the previous revelation. There is truth in the previous revelations. Whatever is left today that is accurate, because many of it has been edited. Let me take you now from Surah Al-Hajj. In Surah Al-Hajj, we said Surah Al-Hajj, it shows the name of Allah Al-Haq. It explains to you Al-Haq. We said number one, the Day of Judgment. That is the day anything fake will disappear. Anything unreal will disappear. And the only thing will remain is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the things that were really, truly valuable for you and me, our deeds. There's another topic of discussion in Surah Al-Hajj, other than Yawm Al-Qiyamah. It is? Sha'a'ir of Allah, the symbols of Allah. Like? Centrally, the name of the surah, Al-Hajj. Hajj is a rehearsal, it's a practice for the Day of Judgment. When you go on Hajj, you are forced to see what is really and true. What is real and true. Can you wear anything branded when you're doing ihram? I have seen some branded ihram, please don't get those. Can you wear your Gucci and your Louis Vuitton and this and that when you're wearing ihram? No. Because your true reality is you will go into this earth with two white cloths. When you go there, when you go for Umrah or Hajj, when you go to Hajj, can you tell the difference between a king and a farmer? Because on the Day of Judgment, the true reality is it won't matter. It's all the same. When you go on Hajj and you go around the Kaaba, when you go around the Kaaba, this tawaf that we do, this is really the description, it's a summary of our life in this world. We are always trying to go, our life revolves around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we go far, and sometimes we get close. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the center of our lives. This is the haq. When you go on hajj, the reason it's an overwhelming experience, the reason you are in tears, you are crying, you are shocked, because you have no phone, you have no status, you have no money, your tribal lineage does not matter, where you're from does not matter. Nothing matters except one thing, your taqwa. It's a practice for the day in which al-haq will show us the haq. Allah mentions in Surah Al-Hajj, one ayah, one of the most beautiful ayahs in the Quran. لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. On the Day of Judgment, when you slaughter an animal on Eid, or for the sake of Allah, the meat and the bones and the blood, does it reach Allah? Is it physically levitating? No, it's not. What goes to Allah? The taqwa of your heart. Allah is telling you, this whole thing you think is an act of worship. But all of these things, the meat, the blood, the bone, the brand, the type of animal, 2 ears, 3 ears, it's from Somali goat or Indian goat, none of it matters. What matters is just one thing. That is the haq, is the taqwa. The God-fearing, the God-conscious in your heart. This is the truth, this is the reality. Everything else around it is fake. It doesn't matter. It's not consequential. It's invalid. It doesn't mean anything. What matters is just one thing. At-taqwa minkum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Al-An'am, ثُمَّ رُدُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ أَلَا لَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَهُوَ أَسْرَعُ الْحَاسِبِينَ. Allah says on the Day of Judgment, we will return to مَوْلَاهُمُ الْحَقِّ, our true and real Mawla. What does Mawla mean? Anybody tell me? Mawla. What does Mawla mean? Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman. Yes, what does Mawla mean? Okay, the owner, the master. Yeah. Mawla, similar root letters to Wali. We talked about Allahu waliyu alladhina amanu. Not just a master, someone who looks after your interests. In this world, when Allah says, you will return to the real Mawla, in this world, there are so many people, we think they are looking after our interests. My boss at work, he or she gives me my paycheck at the end of the month. This is one type of Mawla. My spouse, my wife or husband, they are looking after my affairs at home, they're earning the bills. They are one type of Mawla. My parents, my uncles, my aunts, my respected neighbor. In this world, there are many Mawali. Many people we trust our affairs to. But who is looking really after our affairs? It's Allah, through them. On the Day of Judgment, all of this will be stripped away and we will see Allah is the true Mawla, Mawlahumul Haqq. And everything else will disappear. Everything else will not matter. Sorry? The truly responsible, yes. The one who truly looks after and is responsible for your affairs. Now who can tell me where Al-Haqq comes in Surah Al-Kahf? Similarly, about the Day of Judgment. Who can tell me where does the word Al-Haqq come in Surah Al-Kahf? I'm saying this because I think most of you will be reading Surah Al-Kahf on a Friday, inshallah. You have 5 seconds, inshallah. Very good, mashallah. He came with the translation, we'll give it to him. هُنَالِكَ الْوَلَايَةُ لِلَّهِ الْحَقِّ وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ. On that day, the true walaya, the true protection for you, your agent, the one, the security that you hire, the insurance that you buy, the real insurance protection on that day will be from Allah. And everything else is going to disappear. Your car insurance, your health insurance, your security alarm system at home, it's all going to be gone. The true protection is from Allah. One of the meanings of Al-Haqq, we said, is the one who puts everything in the right place. He gives everything its due right. He gives everything what it deserves. When we reflect on this, The opposite of al-haq, we said al-batil, the falsehood, the invalid. It's not true, it's fake, it's not genuine. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the truth. If you imagine, in this world, many of us, and especially today, these days, everybody is always demanding their rights. Women's rights. Then the other side comes, men's rights. MashaAllah. Relax. Then the children come, children's rights. Ya mahabib, you are still 5 years old, relax. Then the parents come, parents' rights. Everybody wants their haqq today. Everybody wants their haqq. And the thing, the problem is, the reason that everybody is so agitated is that they want all of their haqq from a person. And a person is always going to disappoint you. A person is never going to fulfill your haqq. Except Allah al-haqq. One of the meanings of the name al-haqq is that whatever Allah promises you, whatever Allah promises to give you, He always does it. He always fulfills His promise. Inna wa'adallahi haqq. Allah's promise is always true. This comes to show when Allah tests us. Let's say, for example, today you lost your job and you can't pay rent tomorrow. It's very tempting to go and take a usury, an interest-based loan from the bank. It's very tempting to try and steal some money from your neighbor, to go and hold up a corner shop, corner store, take a water gun, hold up the corner store, and steal some money from the cash machine. It's very tempting when you don't have money, when you are in a struggling situation, it's very tempting to go and seek these things elsewhere. But what is the haqq about rizq? Where does it come from? Yes, it comes from Allah. When you lose your job, if you are turning to Allah and taking the means that Allah has allowed you to take, you are trusting Allah promised me. He promised me, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Allah is the provider. He promised me, He's going to provide me. But we trust other things more than the promise of Allah. That's why, you know, we recently there was an earthquake, right, in Turkey and Syria. When there was one time in the history of the believers when Allah sent them an earthquake, not a physical earthquake, He shook their iman. In Surah Al-Ahzab. هُنَالِكَ بَتُلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. Everybody, in our life, we are going to see an earthquake. Something's going to shake our iman in our lives. You might lose your father or your mother. You might lose your job. You might lose your family member. Your child might die in a car accident. May Allah protect everybody. You are going to experience something like this in this life. And this is where the test is going to come. How do the believers react when they see the test coming? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Surah Al-Ahzab. When the believers saw that they were surrounded from all directions and there was no way to run, they didn't lose hope in Allah. They said, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Allah and His Messenger promised us we would be surrounded at some point. وَصَدَقَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And they were true, they were honest. وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانًا وَتَثْبِيتًا. إِيمَانًا وَتَسْلِيمًا. تَسْلِيمًا. When they see something scary, something they didn't expect, something that shakes their iman, they say, no, look, Allah promised us this was going to happen, and it increases their iman because they know this is the promise of Allah, and Allah's promise is haqq, it is true. Yes. Correct as well. Beautiful, mashallah. He added a good point. One of the haqq, one of the truths and the realities Allah tells us in the Quran is that death is a reality. Al-mawtu huwa haqq. In this life, like I said to you all, so many love, happiness, food, etc., status. We think we're going to get it, but it's all fake. And the only true and real experience of love and happiness, etc., etc., is the life that is lived with al-haqq. Everything else, just imagine it's going to disappear. Kullu man 'alayha fan. Everything is about to disappear. All of you have a time on your foreheads. You have a timer. You are all slowly disappearing. وَيَبْقَى وَجَهُ رَبِّكَ. But Allah's face will remain. ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. We spend so much money and time and effort in this world chasing things they are a mirage, they are an illusion, they are not real. We chase promotions at work. We connect, we hang our respect and our dignity on our job title. We chase men and women. We chase love. We want attention, validation from them, but they're never going to give us validation. One day they will get upset and say something to us. One day they will get angry with us. We chase the appreciation of people. I invite all of you to my house for dinner. Please don't turn up, ya akhi. Nothing has been cooked today. I invite all of you to my house for dinner. In my heart, I want you to say, MashaAllah, you have a nice house. And you, I want your appreciation. I'm chasing your opinion of me. But your opinion of me, it's bukhur, it's smoke. It's going to disappear. Whose opinion of me is most important? The opinion of Allah. We live in a world, everybody is chasing something imaginary. You and me should be the one who chase the real. Al-Haq. I'm going to end today's session with a dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that's mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari and Muslim and other sources. Yes, Habibi, go ahead. Yeah, I was supposed to mention this. Jazakallah khair. Just mentioned a very good point. Surah Al-A'raf. Allah mentions on the Day of Judgment, when we said Haq, Allah's name Al-Haq is linked to the Day of Judgment, because that day the reality of everything will come out. On the Day of Judgment, the people of Paradise will call out to the people of the Hellfire. ونادى أصحاب الجنة أصحاب النار أن قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا. They will call out to them, hey guys, what Allah promised us, we found it to be true. فهل وجدتم ما وعد ربكم حقا. Did you find Allah's promise to be true? The people who will get this promise of Allah are the people who chased al-haq in this life. They chased something real. They didn't chase something imaginary, something disappearing. Have you all seen, you know, they call it the rabbit and the carrot. Yes? If you want a rabbit to run, you just hold a carrot in front of it, it will keep running. You and me are like this. We are on the hamster wheel, running. There's a carrot. Whether that carrot is a promotion or love or romance or something, we are running after. Finally, we will die and fall off the hamster wheel. And the carrot will disappear. Chase something real. Don't chase likes, don't chase followers. All of this will disappear. And the only thing will remain is al-haq subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, Habib. Allah. Subhanallah. We know, as brother mentions in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Day of Judgment, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will roll up the heavens in His right. And He will ask the question. Nobody will be around. Everything will be finished, perished. And Allah will ask, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ. Who really owns everything today? Who really, really owns everything today? الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمَ لِلَّهِ الْوَاحِدِ الْقَهَّارِ. Today, nobody is an owner. Nobody is a homeowner. Nobody owns anything. The ownership is all to Allah, the One and the Dominant. We have to always remind ourselves that Allah is Al-Haq and everything below Him, other than Him, is batil. It's disappearing. It's imaginary and He is real. One of the ways to do this, the Prophet ﷺ used to say in tahajjud, in the night prayer, this dua. Say it in Ramadan, say it in the night, say it in the day, doesn't matter, but memorize this dua. Go home and search it. Hadith of Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, that when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would stand up to pray at night, he would say, Allahumma laka alhamdu anta nuru samawati wal ardi wa man fihin. O Allah, I praise you, you are the light of the heavens and the earth and whoever is inside it. ولك الحمد أنت قيوم السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن. And oh Allah, I praise you. You are the maintainer of the heavens and the earth and whoever is inside it. ولك الحمد أنت الحق. I praise you. you are the only real.
وَوَعْدُكَ حَقَّ
And your promise is true.
وَقَوْلُكَ حَقَّ
And your statements are true.
وَلِقَاءُكَ حَقَّ
And the meeting with you is true.
وَالْجَنَّةُ حَقَّ
And paradise is true.
وَالنَّارُ حَقَّ
And the hellfire is true.
وَالسَّاعَةُ حَقَّ
And the day of judgment is true.
وَالنَّبِيُّونَ حَقَّ
And the prophets are true.
وَمُحَمَّدٌ حَقَّ
صلى الله عليه وسلم And Muhammad was true.
اللَّهُمَّ لَكَ أَسْلَمْتُ
Oh Allah, I submit myself to you.
وَعَلَيْكَ تَوَكَّلْتُ
And I trust, rely just on you.
وَبِكَ آمَنْتُ
And I believe only in you.
وَإِلَيْكَ أَنَبْتُ
And I turn back only to you.
وَبِكَ خَاصَمْتْ
And only all my disagreements, I come to you.
وَإِلَيْكَ حَاكَمْتْ
And I leave all my affairs for you to judge.
فَغْفِرْ لِي مَا قَدَّمْتْ
Forgive me what I have done in the past.
وَمَا أَخَّرْتْ
And what I'm going to do in the future.
وَمَا أَسْرَرْتْ
What I have hidden.
وَمَا أَعْلَنْتُ
And what I have done publicly.
أَنْتَ الْمُقَدِّمُ وَأَنْتَ الْمُؤَخِّرُ
You are the one who puts things forwards and you are the one who makes them go behind.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ
There's none worthy of worship, of devotion, of my love that I turn to except you. This dua, the Prophet ﷺ would say at night in tahajjud. Oh Allah, أنت الحق, you are the truth. وقولك الحق, ووعدك الحق, والجنة حق, والساعة. And when you say these words, inshallah, all of you have to say it this week before next lesson. In the night, when you say these words, imagine it is real in front of you. When Abu Bakr as-Siddiq used to pray salah, he used to cry a lot in salah. This is the reason the Prophet ﷺ, when he wanted Abu Bakr to lead the Muslims, when he was ill in his last days, his daughter Aisha said, my father cries too much. He won't be able to get through the first rak'ah. He can't be the imam. He's just going to be in tears. When Abu Bakr was asked, why do you cry so much in salah? He said, I try to extinguish the fire of Jahannam with my tears. He prayed as though it was there in front of him. It was real. It was true. It was genuine. Today we have virtual reality. We have augmented reality. You can put your goggles on, glasses on, and you can go in another world. You can have your own family, your own wealth, your own mansion in this world. You can chase so many things in this world. But all I'm saying to you, remember the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He says,
ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقَّ
That is the case that only Allah is the true, ultimate reality.
وَأَنَّ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ هُوَ الْبَاطِلِ
And everything below him is lesser than him. It's all false.
وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْكَبِيرُ
And Allah is the highest and the greatest. وَصَلَى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ بَارِكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدُ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ